All right, y'all, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a live taping of How to Nerd Podcast. Thank you guys for being here. Oh, yeah, we're taping. Look, there's a white dude on the camera right there. That's how we do that at DreamCon. Right. Reparations.
Segregation.
Wow. All right, guys, if you don't know, my name is Brennan, a.k.a. Brillin, a.k.a. apparently, did you get Dick Fury today? Was that who said that? That was Tahir said that, Dick Fury.
What was the question?
There was no question. There's no. Somebody, one of y'all gave me the name, said that to me when they saw
me. Oh, someone gave you Dick Fury?
That man.
Okay, right, yeah, yeah, I did.
Someone gave you Dick Fury?
Someone gave you Dick Fury?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Wow.
And you that's what he said, the name.
That's what he said, the name. You gave me Dick Fury? Wait, you gave me Dick Fury? Pause.
At least I didn't get come on by a fish.
How to pause podcast.
Furious Dick.
All right, so first thing, we got to address a little housekeeping. We wanted to say shout out to Cleo.
Shout out
to Cleo Thomas, Mr. Slick Living.
Hey, a.k.a. Slicker Than Your Average, a.k.a. I don't know the rest. But Cleo isn't going to be able to be here, and the reason is because the brother is being run ragged in a good way. His success and how much he has going on right now is just crazy, and so we collectively made the decision that it would be best for his health and for everyone's that, like, hey, bro, you just do what you got to do. We good. We got this. And that's where we at. So I appreciate y'all
shout
still showing
Cle.
Up supporting. And like I said, shout out to Cleo.
Yeah.
He's still going to catch some disrespectful strays in this episode today.
We still got a light-skinned pretty nigga with hair, so don't even worry about it.
Wow. All right. So as you can see, I have other people here with me at this podcast today. So we're going to start off is, okay. All right. Cool. His brother, comedian. He's an actor, writer, producer, podcast host. You know him. From Damn Internet, You Scary. Please make some noise for his finest himself to hear more. All right, our next guest today is producer, showrunner, content creator, gamer, and podcast host. Whether you see him online, on stage, or on Damn Internet, You Scary, y'all know he always got something hilarious to say or something to happen, like fish coming on him. Give it up. I don't know where that came. What is that reference? I don't know where that came
from.
That
was last panel. Let's move on.
Oh, so that did happen. Okay. Is give it up, y'all, for Patrick Cloud.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is my esteemed pleasure to introduce this next guest. You may have seen him on Gen V, Timeless, Better Off Ted, The Boys, Preacher, Dear White People, Average Joe, Law and Order, SVU. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Mr. Malcolm Burrow! Let's go! It's not a lot of people that can make shiny denim look good, ladies and gentlemen. It is a real task, all right? I'm going to pass it back to Brennan because I think that you guys will know. Actually, I'm supposed to do this one, right? Okay, so Brennan, Brennan's going to do it?
Yeah, I was going to do
it. Okay. Well, she told me to pump it up because you don't do a good job at pumping it up.
I don't know why she's
wrong.
Laughing so hard.
Prove
right
him
now.
Wrong. Prove
this
him wrong.
This is crazy. All right, so apparently I don't do a good job, so let's see what I got.
Let's see. Let's go.
Just I got to do a good job at Ty Says, right? All right, so we got, I think, first of all, can I get a show of hands? Anybody heard that there was going to be a special announcement today? Anybody at all? Oh, we got one? Okay, we got one. We do have a very special announcement today. We have something very big happening on this podcast. And the first person I'm going to say is, on behalf of Cleo, Slicker Than Your Average Thomas, on behalf of myself and the How to Nerd family, we are very proud and honored to officially welcome our new permanent host of How to Nerd. Ladies and gentlemen, Malcolm Barrett, he's in here, y'all. Let's go.
I'm going to stay shiny. I won't let this change me. But don't talk to me afterwards, because I'm huge now. So just know that.
Malcolm, honestly, welcome to the podcast. If you guys have seen Malcolm on the podcast, he definitely has a very good time. Everybody has a good time except for me when he's around normally. That's normally how that goes. So welcome, Malcolm. I'm almost happy that you're here. It's really great to have you here.
Your mama's happy I'm here.
Did that episode already come out? Yeah, the episode already came out.
2026 mama jokes, huh?
It's always time.
It's always time.
That's the type of new age comedy I'm going to bring to this show. Your mama jokes.
Oh, my God. So, as being that you are the new a new host with us, why don't you show us how it's done, sir?
I'll do my best. The name of this show is called How to Nerd, where we will teach you how to nerd. Today's topic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't worry about it. The aura stays here. You'll not get any on you. It's for that guy. We're doing today one of our favorite topics. We're discussing crime TV. Do you guys like crime TV? Show of hands. Give us some claps. That's what I like to hear. You don't like it? Well, then this panel's going to be fucked for you. crime TV is one of the biggest things on television as a genre, from procedurals, to Law and Order, CSI, to Forensic Files, First 48. I love First 48 because you always see a motherfucker in a room who's about to give up his brother for a sandwich. Go to jail. You know what I mean? There's a beef and a now later. His brother's going to jail for life. Snowfall, The Wire, all these sorts of things. Who watches crime shows? What are we doing? We doing special little things? All right, what's your favorite crime show? You can just yell it.
Law and Order.
SVU. I was on Criminal Intent, guys. I was on Law and Order. Did you guys know this? I was on four different Law and Orders. One time they thought I did it, and I didn't. One time they thought I did it, but I did something else. And then one time I did it.
So you were a criminal in all three.
I was a lawyer on the last one.
Why didn't you mention that one?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, he didn't mention that
didn't have a setup. You know. So we got some cool examples here. I guess we're going to start with, what are we talking about? We have some stats about it, which is true crime podcasts and documentaries are among the most downloaded and streamed content categories we have. What'd you say?
No, you started flipping your paper, and Patrick was just like, am I supposed to have something to flip? What's going on? Everybody has something but me.
You're not, is that the whole,
hey,
the
Pat,
totality
you say,
of your papers?
You're light-skinned, and you got nice hair. You good, bro. We're on page two right now. Just turn this one over.
There we go.
It's on the back, it's on the back. There you go. As you were.
Thank you. So I guess we'll kick it off with a pop quiz. That's on your second page there. We're going to call this one, it's a pop quiz, it's called 25 Years to Life. Each panelist just received 25 years to life. What crime did they commit? So, oh, okay. I don't even know how this...
How'd the hair go up so quick?
Wow.
No,
but no, I want to know what she was going to say.
What's your answer now?
You had something locked and loaded for us?
Yes.
Okay, talk.
First degree murder.
Who?
She just said some real shit.
Which panelist? First off, I think what she's doing is naming how much you get for sentencing. I think.
No, who,
I think she
which
knows
panelist
criminals.
Did it?
This is why I wanted you to finish the question.
No, 25 years to life for someone in particular, or you think we're murderers?
I mean, I thought you were asking what crime would get you 25 years.
Ah. Oh. And it's sad that you automatically know that answer. You watch true crime. Okay. Okay. That's perfect. What's your name?
Oh, yeah, welcome. Welcome to the podcast.
That's
going to
be your more easiest question we're going to have today. So the idea behind it, Cynthia, thank you for your enthusiasm, is that one of us has gotten 25 years to life. Each panelist just received 25. What crime did they commit? So let's start with Tahir, and we'll each answer as a question. I just got here. I'm not... All I see is light skin.
wow. Okay, okay.
We'll start with Tahir. Tahir's been given 25 years to life. Let's start with Pat. What crime do you think Tahir committed?
Tahir got 25 years to life for breaking into a pet store and running an illegal hamster gambling ring.
Hamster?
Where do you think he was hiding the hamsters? What do you think he was hiding the hamsters?
I think we get it. I think we get the gist of it.
That's his family.
You mean, like, this the hamster, you know?
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Did you dress like them when you got in there to sort of throw off? the pet store.
I was dressed like the Kia hamster, so they would feel comfortable coming with me. Yeah,
good. That was a good move.
Yeah.
All right. Patrick. Patrick has been. You give. What do you think he? What crime? Crime, motive, and evidence. What crime do you think he committed?
He
Why?
Never give all the motive and evidence.
All right. Well, because I fucked up.
Yeah. Okay. I see that. Thank you for the pressure. All right. I'm gonna say that Tahir got 25 to life for smuggling illegal narcotics over state lines in his prison pocket.
In his prison pocket.
Yes.
That's his butthole, guys. Just want to make sure everybody knows this.
Thank you, Pat.
Prison pocket is a butthole.
His motive. His
prison
motive
pocket
was,
for those of you.
His motive was he just wanted to have a good time. He just wanted to have a good time, y'all. That's his motive.
I just put it in my bag, guys. I don't ever use the prison pocket. The suitcase works just fine.
Wow.
Over lines.
I think you got 25 years to life for an illegal hot dog operation. You were selling illegal hot dogs underground on the black market.
How did that get up to 25 years?
Let's just clear this up. I don't eat any more hot dogs more than a regular person, okay? I just happen to film it when I do it, okay? I eat a normal amount of hot dogs. I would say like 200 to 300 a year is just a normal amount of hot dogs.
That's a heavy average.
You're bordering on one.
Wow, it's a lot of judgment. I thought this was a safe zone.
I thought. So clearly, this is not a judgment-free zone.
Obviously not.
Of course not.
So the sitting depends on the type of hot dog. If it's just a boiled hot dog, two, right? If we grilling it, but like in a skillet, like bologna fried, two to three. If it's a hot dog off of the grill, barbecue hot dog, 14. All right, just something. Barbecue hot dogs shrink, so they're not the regular size. Like, yeah, I mean, I'll stretch it out over like 30 minutes. Okay, guys, there's a lot of judgment going on right now.
So, Malcolm, as the host, this is the part where you try to intervene about.
No, he's loving this.
Oh, yeah, I can't defend that. What's the most amount of hot dogs you had in one sitting? 14? You are it.
No, I honestly, probably the most in one sitting, like at a barbecue or something like that, like 9.
Okay.
For real?
At once?
But I don't always eat. All right, listen. First of all, listen, if you on the grill, you gonna have one or two just on the strip, right? Without the bun, I'm just gonna grab that real quick. No?
You gotta open up a new crack.
You're right.
You know what? I'm sad I came here.
Why is this so controversial? Okay, all right.
You see what you did?
So clearly, okay, black people. Clearly, these people should not be on your jury. There's a question already.
What was it? What's the question? No, that's not
correct.
Whoa.
That is correct.
That's camping behavior. No, I'm not eating all the hot dogs.
It's calories.
The glizzies are all cooked. All right, we not doing. Oh, loose? Yeah, when I'm on the grill, yeah, I grab one. Yeah, real quick, like a carrot. Y'all wait. Y'all ain't never ate a loose glizzy. Just no bread.
I'm a backer, man.
All right, man.
Sometimes I just eat the hot dog, man. I can't. I go let you.
Hey, okay. Let's go to the next game.
This got so controversial. Okay, we got a couple more. We got more suspects. No, I want it.
We got time. Let's finish out the rest of it.
You don't want to know what Brennan's under arrest for?
I don't want to know.
Okay, great. All right. So let's get to the crime shows. What do we think are the best crime shows? Brennan, what do you think is your favorite crime show?
I honestly haven't watched that many crime shows. You literally just named your whole resume of crime shows, and I was like, that's crazy. Like, I haven't seen you in any of those, but Well, this is because I don't really watch crime shows. But the one that I'll say that I did watch one that was incredible. It's The Wire. It's one of the greatest shows ever. So I love The Wire. That's the only one I can really even speak to. I've seen random episodes of like Law and Order and stuff like that, but I haven't ever been like, let me go ahead and watch a bunch of episodes. Like literally, if I'm at somebody's house and it's on, I'd be like, all right, I can watch this. I'm into it. But I've never once sat down and like, let me watch some.
So wait, you don't have a comfort crime show, like something you just put on to just watch while you go to sleep?
Nah, man.
That's also psychotic.
That's a crazy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, go to sleep to things terrible.
Y'all be doing that?
I agree with
wait,
that.
Y'all fall asleep to murder? Do stories?
Yes. First 48, forensic
files. That's deeply disturbing.
After the first 48, 100% first 48 videos.
Deeply disturbing.
First 48 interviews. Yes, absolutely. Watch this. This is it's good sleep music.
Wait, but aren't you afraid of that, like, penetrating your subconscious?
Yeah.
No, nigga. I'm not going to get up in the middle of the night because I'm hypnotized by the show and go kill somebody. And just gunshots call me.
St. Louis, y'all.
That might be part of
St.
it.
Louis. I am from St. Louis. She know it.
Okay.
What about Pat? Pat, what crime shows do you watch while you lay it on your stomach?
See how it was almost a regular question?
I don't lay on my stomach.
I like Narcos. I'm a big fan of Narcos and True Detective.
Which season?
I love the Pablo Escobar series, but the Cali... what is it? The Cali Cartel? That's probably my favorite, yeah.
I like True Detective. It got whack as it kept going on.
The one with Matthew McConaughey is the best one.
Yeah, the very first one.
Yeah, the first one.
What's your...
It's scripted.
It's scripted?
She said, what? No, he didn't do no crimes. He was the True Detective.
Matthew McConaughey killed somebody. Who do you think is the best TV detective? Would you say?
That Scandal?
Yeah, no.
Olivia Benson.
She's not the best. No, she's not better than Sherlock, especially the British Sherlock. What was his name? Dr. Strange. Was it Benjamin Cumberbatch? Yeah,
Cumberbatch.
Him? Not that Sherlock? That series?
Sherlock Holmes.
Fire.
Like,
fire.
Olivia Benson don't even be solving the crimes all the time. She's just like, another one got away.
All these detectives are trash. The only true answer is Batman. Like, where are we, guys? Is this not DreamCon?
I support that.
Batman is a vigilante.
Is this not DreamCon?
No, this is the world's greatest detective.
Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes is also the world's greatest
First
detective.
First of all, Bruce Wayne is beating the shit out of Sherlock Holmes and then solving the case.
Okay, this is the loudest crowd I've ever been around.
You know all that agreement?
Show of hands. Who thinks Batman's the greatest detective?
Really?
At
DreamCon?
Wow.
Okay.
At DreamCon, I am humiliated.
Okay. Who says Sherlock Holmes is the best detective? He's not. You know what? I don't take responses from coonskin hats.
Damn.
You look like that.
You said that joke earlier when I was passing by. You're rude.
Okay, so who is the best detective? Who? Dexter?
Dexter.
Matlock? He's a lawyer!
Hold on.
I did watch Dexter.
What I love about Matlock would always solve the crime. He would always solve the crime while the witness was on the stand.
Right. Wait. I got to get you to talk because they need to know. No, I need you to have the mic. I was going to give you the mic so they can hear your Matlock.
She's ready.
She was ready to fight.
Okay, what relationships were you in? Are you okay?
A little bit.
Okay.
But no. Okay, I'm sorry. I feel like Matlock is the best one because he didn't have to do much effort. They told on themselves on the stand every time. He did this much detective work, say, I feel like you did this, and then they snitched.
Does that make him good, though?
Yes.
That's not a good detective.
He didn't have to do too much to get the
work. That's not a good, that's a Hail Mary.
Ooh, she got you on that
Batman
one.
Batman is.
All right.
Hold on, y'all. Let's quiet down for a second.
Rambunctious group.
Quiet down.
Let's do a little detective work ourselves and figure out how you started watching Matlock, because that's an older show. Like,
I didn't want to say that.
She was raised by her grandparents.
She was stayed by her grandmama.
That's a grandparent.
She stayed by her grandmama.
That sounds like somebody
grandmama.
Yeah, she watched that in God and Light and Younger Restless, because she should not know about Matlock.
Just cigarette burns in her arm.
Okay, wait. Let's get three more people or four more people in their favorite detective, and then we'll vote, and then we'll go on.
Okay.
Let's go. Green hair.
Green and...
That's pink hat, and then shea butter, and then glasses right here. Y'all come on up. Yeah. Oh, you want to take it to him? Okay, cool.
Okay.
Pink hat.
I ain't
thinking about you, Green. I got you,
Septim.
It's Columbo. It's okay, Columbo.
Cool. All right.
Oh, wow.
Who is that?
With their grin.
Anybody got something that wasn't in black
Who
and white?
Who is Columbo?
I'll get you one, too.
What's your one of the longest animes that can compete with One Piece?
Wait, say it again.
There's so many episodes, Conan.
Who?
Conan is one of the best detectives. He could come into a room and know that it's fake.
That's the little kid, right?
Huh?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, yep, he's not a kid? He's 17, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's get my man right here with the locks real quick.
Pink Panther.
Because we need the shtick. Guys to say something. And I'll come over here and get the people over here so we can get these... Keep it moving.
I just want to say that Batman was a phenomenal answer.
Oh, this nigga.
Thank you.
And if anybody...
This nigga gonna circle the block.
If you disagree at all, you are in the wrong place, but I'm
trying to
figure out...
First of all, put your muscles away. Don't stand up.
Hold on, wait.
This nigga said, first of all, Batman. First of all,
you ain't gonna talk to me about Batman.
Don't stand up muscle first with us.
No, hold on.
I'm glad he agrees with me.
I'm just trying to solve the mystery of the fact of how I came with my brother-in-law. Can you please stand up? And I see like a double, but if you get that Donkey Kong shirt, can you please stand up? This is the mystery I'm trying to solve.
Holy shit. Hey, wait, shit.
Come here. Oh, come back.
You got to stand back up. Please.
Hey.
Mystery solved, bro. I can't look you around.
Wait. Is that not the same nigga?
The same nigga.
All right. Yo, that's the same dude.
Shadow Clone Jutsu.
I don't know how they didn't see each other before.
I forgot about one person.
Who?
Olivia Benson.
No, we already said Benson. She is not the best. No. She not beating Batman. Okay.
That was amazing.
That was awesome. Amazing. I got you next.
I think what happens is he commits the crime and then he's his alibi.
Yeah. I know a buy one, get one free. They hate to see them niggas come. Go ahead.
Not you found your doppelganger.
That was amazing.
Looks like my worst day in prison.
Who's best detective?
Oh, Sherlock Holmes, because he can detect your ass and whoop your ass at the same time. Absolutely.
Pass it to the black. Okay, Sherlock, we already win it.
If y'all know video games, if y'all seen this video game before, Cole Phelps from L.A. Noire is the best detective.
I played
that.
She
was a deep cut.
She was a deep cut.
That's a two-disc video game, by the way.
Okay. Wait,
did he actually solve it, though?
Okay. And then we got two more over here. I got you, Deuces. I got you.
No, dude down there with the muscles gonna be mad, but actually, Batman not a detective.
They go.
Who said school?
It's Jim Gordon, bro. We're going Jim Gordon as a detective, bro.
Jeff Gordon?
Jim Gordon.
Come on, bro. Give me this shit back, man.
Who is that?
Jeff Gordon.
This nigga right here.
Jim
man.
Gordon?
Wait, you know what? You told me about the hat, and I didn't listen to you. I gave him a chance, even with that hat.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, let's get Deuces, and then...
I didn't know that he even solved it.
Yeah, go ahead, and then we get Deuces, then get my man in the red
quick,
shirt.
He wears a trench coat, and he's got everything he needs, Inspector Gadget.
Yeah! Hey. Okay, wait. I know we all love Inspector Gadget, but we gotta be real. Inspector Gadget was an idiot. He just had cool gadgets. He was an idiot! He was on the spectrum. Let's keep it real. Shit. You know he was on it. You know he ate crayons as a kid. You know he did. All right, Deuces, what you got? What you got, Deuces?
I'm surprised nobody said L from Death Note.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All the reason all right. He lost.
Right. Hey, wait. It took him like 30 episodes to figure shit out.
No. He knew right from the get-go.
He wasn't even swamped with cases. He had one
case. Hold on. No. He knew right from the get-go.
Yeah,
he just had to prove it. He knew right from the get-go. He had to get proof. Because it is still
he wasn't even swamped with cases.
Yo, listen.
He was smart, but he also died in his only case, bro. Relax. He got killed. By
all
the
right.
biggest case.
All right, we're going to get this is the last
0%.
One. Last one. Are y'all on the same page? Y'all going to say the same person? All right, come on, Doom. Who you got? Who you got?
All right, this is for the people that really know ball. Sean Spencer.
That actually sounds like a basketball player.
Who is that? Know ball?
Sounds like
Sean
a press
Spencer
secretary.
From Psych.
Who is that?
Sean Spencer from Psych.
From Psych.
Psych. I know that show.
Okay, last one.
The fact that y'all not talking about Scooby-Doo and the middle-ass kids.
All right, come on.
Hey, they solved that case every episode.
They got 100%.
Every episode.
They 100%.
They never failed a case. And they stayed alive.
They 100%.
They 100% success rate.
With a dog.
And they smoke weed. Like a solved crime to smoke weed and need some Scooby snacks.
Oh, we got Scooby right here.
Hey, come here.
Yes!
Solve these cases!
Well, Scooby didn't do shit. Let's be honest. Scooby was comic relief.
They were more concerned with getting something to eat than the cases on every episode. Every episode.
And they still solved the case.
Ah, shit just worked out. They never solved anything. Shit just worked out. All right, what we got next, shit?
Want to play this panel game?
Yeah, let's do that one. Let's do
all
that
right,
one.
We're going to build. We're going to play a little. What do you want? Y'all going crazy over there. Beverly Hills Cop.
Hey, Axel Foley actually was on that shit. Axel knew it. Actually, that's actually not bad. I can get behind Axel Foley.
Axel was solving every crime, Foley. Actually.
Yeah.
And he killed a suspect. He was great. All right. We're going to play a little panel game called Build the Perfect Crime-Solving Team. All right? The scenario is robust in here. The scenario is a priceless collectible has disappeared from DreamCon. Let's say Tahir's outfit.
Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch?
It's collectible. Your budget is $100, all right? Everyone keep in mind because we're going to ask you the same thing. Your budget is $100, all right? You're going to spend, here's your resources, and you have to spend money on each of these resources. Write it down if you feel like it. You have a detective. That's $30. Is this on the screen? Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful.
All right, we have a detective for $30. A forensic scientist will cost you $25. A witness, these aren't real prices. The witness will cost you $15. A private investigator, $20. A hacker, $20. A sketch artist, $10. A lawyer, $25. An informant, $10. A journalist, $15. And security camera footage for $30. So, we only have $100. Pat, what are you spending your money on? At most you can spend is $100. What do you think is essential to solving the case?
I don't have to say who each person is, just the money?
Say the, like, detectives and $30 or whatever it is.
Okay, off rip, you said something was stolen, right?
Yeah.
Security camera footage, and then I'm keeping $70. What are we doing? What are we doing? Check the security, oh, he did it. And then maybe the detective to actually arrest him.
All right. So you're
and then I keep $40. But if I had to spend it.
I got mine.
Okay,
what's yours? Pat, I hear you. But in the shows and things that I've seen, like, the footage alone is not enough to convict them. So you got to be like, look, here's the footage. And they'll be like, well, I got a lawyer that's going to fight your lawyer and say that wasn't even me. How are you going to prove it? You know what I'm saying? So hold on. Hear me out. So I'm saying, here's my team with $100. I 100% agree. Security camera footage, a lawyer, a witness, and a detective. That gets us exactly to $100, and that gets me a case that is prosecuted and a person to arrest.
Wait, but do we need to go to court for this?
It's $100. That's $100.
Say it again. Hold on.
Do we need a lawyer?
I said a detective, a witness, a lawyer, and a security camera. That's $100.
First of all, a $25 lawyer ain't doing shit.
No, he said $100.
No, he said $100. Listen, he said it gets you to $100.
You can't do the math.
That's what he was saying. Yes.
You said
it gets you to $100. That's what he was saying.
Calm down. She don't even like Tasha. She the loudest one. She was like, I hate clown shows. But I'll tell you this, Matlock. Matlock.
But you got a $25 lawyer, you're going to go to jail. It's not even going to make sense.
Tahir, yeah, what do we got? What are we thinking?
This footage has been doctored.
I would go camera footage, starting with that. The witness is good, but witnesses can always be sketchy. You don't know if the witness testimony, it depends on if they've been drinking, what time of night it was, all of that. The security camera footage is irrefutable. So I would go with that. I would go with one detective. So we have 60 right now. And shit, probably a hacker. Because you get a hacker, that security footage is probably only going to be on the premises. But if you get a hacker, you might be able to tap into the CCTV and see the person when they're getting in their vehicle and then track them through the hacker logging into the Flocker cameras all the way home. Boom.
Why would any of that matter? Wait, why would watching his drive home help us?
Say what?
Why would watching his drive home help us?
Because, if they stole something, then we need to see them get in the car, we need to see where they go, and we need to see it exit the vehicle and go into whatever place or residence they're going to be staying at. Otherwise, you can't prove that they took it with them.
Follow the money.
Come
okay.
on, now. These niggas don't want to get paid.
What money? Follow the money.
Just general advice. What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, what? What? Okay, I don't know what that. Oh, okay. Hey. Okay.
What's happening?
Yo, what's up?
This is.
I was just saying hi.
This is.
Oh. Are we good, y'all? Look, we don't want no pain. We don't want no pain. Thank you, guys. It's my security team, y'all, if you didn't know. Jesus Christ.
It's crazy.
You're getting robbed every day.
I'm about to get robbed.
That's
Hogsport Ninjas.
Yeah. Well, that was the plan.
Okay. That was my funnest moment.
I don't know.
All right. So we're going to have a show of hands of who we think has the best crime-solving team. Do we think it's Tahir?
What was your team?
Oh, my answer is security camera footage.
He stole it.
Hacker.
Hacker for what?
Why do y'all need a hacker for this?
Do we get into phone records?
Oh
we
my play, God.
We finding out where they were at this time.
They just stole something from DreamCon.
Literally, just a thing they took.
I don't give a fuck. I said hacker. Okay. I want hackers involved. Always.
All right.
I want a detective.
Detective.
Can you say the word? Can you say it?
Are you hungry?
And. Fucking informant. That's all
okay.
I got. I'm not solving crimes.
All right.
All right.
I have all the
honestly,
experience.
Honestly, I'm the one who did it. So yeah. I'm fine with it.
I can believe that. All
right. Do we think it was Tahir?
I think.
All right. Do we think it was me?
No.
And that's okay. And that's okay. Thank you, homie. Do we think it was Brennan?
Damn.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, damn.
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 Damn. Wait, before you say me, remember, I am pocketing most of this money. I just want to make that perfectly clear that that's part of my plan.
Brennan did worse than me, and I stole the shit.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Do we think it was Patrick? Patrick has won our game. Patrick has solved the crime.
Actually,
leaving
shit.
The money was pretty clutch.
Yeah. I also got $70. Yeah. I'll share it with y'all for cheering.
All right, we got... one more game, and it's going to need some audience participation for this.
I do not like this game. I like to point that out.
I love this game.
Shout out to Hippie, the producer,
thank
because
you,
she
producer
always
Hippie.
Likes to make the fun games.
This is the game I most wanted to play. All right. We're going to list a bunch of crimes, and you're going to decide who from the panel committed that crime. I love it already. All right. Okay.
We know the first one.
Okay, first crime. Hold on. Shh, shh, shh. Shh. We haven't said it yet.
No, we haven't said it.
First crime. Stole 30 wings from catering.
Case closed. Case closed.
Huh?
Case closed. Open and shut.
Show of hands for Patrick. Show of hands for Tahir.
Tahir did it. Wait a sec. I just, niggas love chicken. Why am I the only one that got stuck with the chicken? That's fine. You know what? I'll take it.
First off, you mentioned eating 14 raw glizzies in a sitting. Anyway, what you mean me?
30 pounds is light.
Food?
That's light work.
Yes, sir.
Okay, second crime. Hugged a cosplayer before asking.
Malcolm.
That sounds like a Brennan move.
I'm actually very polite.
That sounds very, where's my hug energy?
And I very much so.
If anybody has Brennan with that energy.
Brennan
like
has where's my hug energy.
Yeah,
I go to strip clubs, I'm shy. I'm like, would you like this? Put it wherever you'd like.
I can see both of these happening.
Yeah.
Brennan. All right. Hug the cosplayer without asking. Me?
No, nope. I would say so.
Brennan? Yeah, it's Brennan.
All right.
No, wait, hold on. Stop. Hold on, guys. You did that way too fast. We're going to try this again. We said hug the cosplayer before
okay,
asking.
Okay, we all heard
We're
going
to go with Pat first. Is anybody for Pat?
Oh, thank you guys.
All right, we got one over there for Pat.
Who?
Shea Butter, I believe. Raise their hand.
That's crazy to be the only person. You should have just took the L just for my feelings.
All right, I got to stand up for that.
We got to hear.
Okay, we got consenting energy.
I'm good on this game.
I love that.
Brennan?
Brennan? Yeah. Okay, and Malcolm.
Damn it.
Ah, yeah. No. What's funny is you redid the poll.
I really thought somebody had my back.
You got convicted twice for the same
thing. I thought somebody had my back.
You thought.
Nah, I don't even want
it. He said maybe they didn't hear me the first time.
Okay, hugged. You dirty motherfucker. Okay.
I had faith in humanity. It's gone.
Okay. Thank you to everybody who just didn't vote.
Right.
And just thought we were all good people. I appreciate that.
I appreciate those people. Okay. Those are very nice people.
I thank you as well, I guess.
No, you did it, though. Next crime. Asked, who are you supposed to be?
I say either Pat or Malcolm.
All right, hold on. Let's do the vote. Let's do the vote.
Okay.
So we'll say, again, who are you supposed to be?
Uh-huh. Pat. I don't know a lot of things.
That's pretty good. Me? Thank God.
Thank
Malcolm.
God.
Yes.
All right, and Tahir.
I just wouldn't say anything to him.
Okay, I think it was between Pat and Tahir. We'll do one more Pat and Tahir.
I think it was me.
You think it was you?
I think it was between Pat and Malcolm.
Yeah. Between Pat and Malcolm? Okay. Malcolm?
I'm okay with this.
Oh, okay.
Malcolm? Got
okay.
it?
All Not right, Pat.
And Pat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's Pat.
That's Pat.
That's about
I see
right.
it now.
I don't ask that. I'll wait for you to, if you remember me, then I'll go like, oh, hey, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't remember you. Next crime. Convinced 50 people there was a surprise celebrity upstairs. I think that was...
The liar, of course.
You cowardly lion.
The professional liar.
Put him up.
We never got to do a vote on that one.
No, that was really easy. Yeah. All right, who is most likely to spoil the ending of an anime?
Brandon.
Hold on. No, I would never do such a thing. If you know me, you know I would never do that, and I hate it.
That sounds like what a liar would.
Yeah,
that sounds like
you're lying. I will never talk to you about
it. Well, sadly, that's how the justice system works. They believe you did it.
Why don't we find out how it works?
So you're guilty.
It's sad. We got to really reform our justice system.
I don't even get a vote.
We can put it to a vote.
Your votes are not going well for you, dog. All right. Most likely to spoil the ending of an anime. To hear. Okay. Malcolm.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Patrick. Oh, Patrick?
I told you.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on, hands down. Brennan.
There you go.
Yeah. It was close, but I think
Brennan is the... I will speak up for Brennan on this.
I heard you.
Brennan is really big about not spoiling things. He loves movies. He loves shows. So I wouldn't pick Brennan for that one. But everything else, yes. Everything else, yes, Brennan. But this one, I would give you the benefit of the doubt on this one.
Thank you, Tahir.
All right.
Does that change anyone's answer? Yeah, I figured. I saw your faces.
They were unconvinced.
They were like...
All right. One more is, Who is most likely to, well, this is easy, to win a cosplay contest with an Amazon costume?
To here.
I think it's going to the guy in costume.
Ah! Bad bitch vibes! Bad bitch, strut on him! Strut on him! Bad bitch vibes! Bad bitch vibes!
Did you get that from, wait, did you get that from Amazon?
Hilarious.
Oh, we did!
There you go.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, I did. I did get it from
okay. What's another one? Okay, who is most likely to start a fake autograph line just to see who would join it? All right, let's do it. Tahir.
These are very Tahir coded.
Okay. And the other answer I heard, Patrick. No. Oh, wow. Okay.
Wait, was that more?
Wait, hold on, guys.
I think it was more.
Malcolm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm with that one,
You give deceiving energy.
Yeah, I'll be committing fraud. I ain't gonna lie, I like fraud. Who is most likely to call every Pokemon Pikachu?
That's Malcolm. That's Malcolm. He does not know any Pokemon at all.
Please. All right, I think it's between these two.
Wait. Let's name six. Name six.
No, this is great.
Let's see. The six. Name six different
that's
Pokemon.
That's so easy.
Not Pikachu.
No Pikachu.
No, let's see you do it. Go.
Name and six. They have to be
no,
different.
No, this is for him.
Oh, for him?
Yes.
Oh, for Malcolm. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Okay.
Pikachu.
Pikachu, Pikachu, and Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Dylon.
You don't know any?
Yes, I know. There's Frankenfooter.
What?
There's
Malcolm.
Patti LaBelle.
Count Chocula.
I think that was one. Bobby
Sasquatch.
Brown.
Sasquatch.
See.
Ash.
See.
Ash,
see somebody.
No!
Ash is somebody.
Did you say Ash?
Ash is somebody, right? Oh, yeah. That's Snarlalove. Boris Karloff. Snagglepuss?
That's crazy.
Is Snagglepuss one of them? Rum-Tum Tigger? Is that a Pokemon?
All right, so we got our person on
all
that
right,
one.
All right, Tahir, give us six.
Huh?
Yeah,
six.
Give us six.
Six
okay.
Pokemon.
All right, first of all, don't like y'all tone at all, okay? Let's just get that out the gate. All right, so we got Snorlax.
Yeah, right. That would be one you would name.
We got Squirtle. We got Charizard.
Yeah, you had a hard time with that.
We got Malcolm's face, which I feel like should be two.
Uglymon.
Uglymon.
Damn. Uglymon.
Sorry.
Where am I at? Four? I'm at four.
Apologize. Then it feels real.
I'm at four. That's four.
Three. You only gave three because Malcolm was the fourth.
Oh, Malcolm was four.
Then no, okay. We're not counting Malcolm.
Okay.
That's three.
We're not counting. All right, I'm gonna tag Brennan in. Go ahead, Brennan, finish it up for me.
No, this is for you, motherfucker. Like, what are you talking about? I know the Pokemon. Like,
name six Pokemon.
Name 100 right now.
I
name
can
100.
Literally do it.
No,
I can
no, if you know it, name 100.
I can run through the 150.
Because I'm
through
this shit the whole time. Name me 282 Pokemon.
Why the number keep going up?
No, just go. Start off. Let's go.
Go.
Don't say none of
let's
the ones I say.
Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, Venusaur, Charmander, Charmeleon.
Oh, he's going
Charizard.
In order.
Obviously Pikachu, Raichu, Onix, Snorlax. Like
Onix is
Belfar.
In there.
Yeah, but this is Onix.
Wait, Fredrostar and
Geodude,
Sticky Fingers.
Rattler, Golem.
Sticky Fingers.
Like, you want me to keep going? Like Magikarp, Gyarados. Like
is Run DMC in
okay,
there?
Okay, Brendan, we get it.
We can keep it. Going. We got a podcast to do. I can do this.
All right. Well, clearly
this is part of the podcast.
Clearly, I don't know shit about all the Pikachus. So, all right. Do we do one more of these?
Yeah let's do
one more.
Pick one more.
Let's do one more.
Pick one more.
Okay.
For Pat.
That's biased immediately.
Who is most likely to sneak into every group photo?
All right. That's a good one. That is a good one. All right. So wait. No, we're not going to say anything on this one. Hold on. Let's go with Pat.
I'm okay with this.
Oh,
the one I want. Okay, for sure.
The one I want.
Let's go with Malcolm.
I like that energy because
right.
I don't want to be in your pictures.
All right, with me, Brennan.
Nah, because people will be like, ew. I'm just kidding. Come on.
No, don't make it real, goddammit. All right, and to here.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
he does it. Well, he does
listen,
it all the time.
Listen, for the record, I wouldn't sneak. I would saunter over. And I would absolutely saunter over, and I'm like, I'm just getting in this photo. Yeah, now come on now. I ain't sneaking shit. You see these freckles?
All right. At the end of that section, let's try. Do you want to talk about who really solves the crime?
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, I feel like you have the expertise to really talk about this since you've been on so many crime shows.
On crime shows?
So many crime shows.
Yeah, it's fake. It's TV.
That's close to the real life. That's what I've ever gotten.
I'm not solving any crimes, really. I feel like this is kind of the same thing as, like, who would you pick out of the five
things,
right? You want to just...
It says rank them, doesn't it? But okay.
Oh, rank these roles?
Yeah, it says rank. Who really solves a crime? We have to rank it. Is it up on the screen? No? All right.
No? All right.
So we got detective, witness, forensics, lawyer, private investigator, informant, sketch artist, and a chief. I guess that's a police chief.
Yeah, I thought it was chef, but I was like, what is
it? I almost said chef. Y'all heard that pause.
Oh, well, yeah, you got to eat to get your strength up to solve the crimes.
We got to rank these, and I'm going to go ahead and say, Tahir got it. Go ahead, bro.
All right. I'm looking for that one. What a page at? Tell me, bro.
Do they see this?
No. Okay. Oh. All right. Who really solves the crime? So I'm going
ranking.
From.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's take the chief out of there because we don't give a fuck about him. Okay. Also, private investigator, we can get them up out of here, too, unless... Y'all say no? Y'all say no? Okay, all right, but this is what I would go with. I'm going to go from least important to most important.
Okay.
We're going to go with...
Sketch artist.
Detective? Hear me out.
Let him talk.
I'm going to go with detective... And then I'm going to go with witness. And then I'm going to go with let me cook. I'm going to finish with forensics. Because with those three right there, you could put a person in jail for years. The forensics is what's really going to matter. We're talking about fingerprints. We're talking about sweat. We're talking about hair follicles. But what? What do your arguing ass got to say now? But what? Blood. Oh, I thought you said but. You are. I was just kidding with you. I love you, Stank. All right. I think with the detective, I think with the witness, and I think with the forensics right there, everything else is an added thing to it. But those three right there was what's really going to close that case every time.
No lawyer?
Well, the lawyer has to go to trial, but you gotta have
calls. You really struggle right now.
Uh-huh. No, I think I'm solid with my three. Yeah. We don't need the lawyer until they say they want their lawyer. When you get them in that room, you was like, hey, we have forensic evidence that shows that you were in this place. We have fingerprints. We have your hair.
But who's presenting that?
The detective does that in the
they don't do it in court. They don't give it to the judge. The detective gives it to a lawyer who then presents it to
the detective.
I've never heard of a lawyer solving a crime.
Oh, quiet.
You said quiet?
Was that who really solves it? That lawyer hands down the lawyer helps either prevent or get the sentencing. The detective and the forensic and the witnesses are going to solve that crime.
I retract my statement.
Okay, cool.
I forgot the question.
Cool. Anybody else
keep
got
it real,
anything?
I forgot the question.
Anybody else got anything different? Pat, you think you got
no, I agree.
Malcolm?
I'm with you.
Anybody in the audience think that got one better? No. Oh, you can't see I thought it was on the thing. Okay.
No.
Shit. Yeah, they can't even see the list, so I say we just all agree with you.
Yep, we're good.
Yeah.
All right, so in this moment, I actually have a legitimate question that I want to ask Malcolm.
Are you just naked? Is that an outfit? Is that a character?
Actually, it is. That's Dan to Dan. It's Dan to Dan, right?
Oh.
He said, are you naked?
No, the character literally is a guy in his underwear. Literally.
Oh, I thought that was Andre 3000 the whole time. I was like, oh, I'm not the only person not doing anime.
So
I thought he was Andre 3K the whole goddamn time. Did not know.
All right, so I have a question for Malcolm because we're talking about crime.
Sure.
Malcolm, you've been on a lot of crime shows.
Sure.
A lot. And Tahir, you've been on some too. So if you want to chime in, you can as
okay.
well. What's something people don't realize about being on a crime show or filming a crime show?
What's something they don't realize?
Yeah, something that you would be like, this was surprising to me when I was doing it, or like when I was being like, there's blood or you're cutting somebody up or something like that. Is like,
none of what you said, but I shot it on a show called Will Trent. And there they had actual, what'd you say?
I love Will Trent.
Will Trent is a fun show. And they had like an actual, you know, instead of a technical advisor, they had like an actual ranger who was there as an advisor. And as a result of it, I actually learned how to shoot. Like the grip has changed over time on how to shoot guns. And so like now it's like, it used to be this, so now it's like you hold it in here and you do this shit. You know, you bring it closer to your chest and you can shoot from here and blah, 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 like that. That's the one thing. Okay, yeah. So I didn't mean to shoot you. Another black life lost for no reason.
Wow. Wow.
Crazy. It's not the crowd for that?
Yeah.
All right.
So to hear the crowd for yeah.
No, actually, specific question for you.
Okay.
Is obviously you've been on Brooklyn Nine-Nine and you played detective.
No, I was a food truck.
You were a criminal, right?
No, I was a food truck driver and they thought that. So me and one of the officers were beefing over a parking spot. And then said officer's truck got set on fire, and they thought I was one of the people that set it on fire because I took a parking spot from them the week before.
So what was it like playing a person being accused for something that wasn't accused of it?
It felt like life. That's just, y'all always think I'm lying anyway. Shit. I don't be lying that much, guys. All right. I percentage-wise, what do y'all think, 30 to 50?
Do questions first or go
straight? Less than that, like 10%? I lie. I only lie like 10%, they said.
All right. All right.
And what kind of food truck was it?
Hot dogs.
I hope it was. Was it hot dogs?
It was like a rice pudding. It was a rice pudding truck.
Okay. Yeah, but you were sneaking hot dogs.
Rice pudding food truck?
Yeah.
That's why the business was not going.
Never seen that.
That's why you're setting shit on fire.
Okay. This hippie, help me read this segment. Actually, turn around.
Wait, what's that right there? Everybody, this is Hippie. She's our producer. And guess what? Wait. Before you clap, it's her birthday.
Yeah!
Make some noise.
Okay.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya.
Get up!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy.
How many do you want to do?
Oh, extended version.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
You go low, I go high. You go low, I go high.
Hey, happy birthday. That's a good song. We was in harmony and everything.
The person who's
can't even see.
Oh shit.
Was that a hidden verse?
Yeah, let's do it. All right. I don't know why we're doing this since this audience already responds pretty quickly anyway, but we're gonna do 2 to 3 questions and call it a day. All right. Who wants to ask a question?
What happened to the sketch artist?
Okay, so my question is, I've been staring at your hat.
Oh, I didn't mean to. Yeah. I don't even notice people.
I was going to ask you, where did you get it from? And if you didn't care about it, could I have it as my early birthday gift?
Yeah.
Because my birthday is on Tuesday.
Oh.
Well, one.
Yes, my July sister.
One, I don't want to say I don't care about it. I didn't mean it like that.
No.
That's not. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm not saying that. Brother, what's y'all names is?
Geeked.
I don't want to piss off Magneto. what's
Geek,
the name of y'all
shout
friends?
Out Geek.
Geek set over
Geek
there.
Geek set?
Yeah.
I will give you this only if you guys promise to give me another one later, please. Okay. Happy birthday, love.
You put yourself first.
And they might actually be selling some more of those hats, so they got them over there. You go see those gentlemen right there. They have a dope podcast. They make amazing content.
We don't know them.
I do know them.
Oh, you do? They're your friends?
Yeah, they're my nigga. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Those are my real friends.
Oh, they're polite. I like them. I didn't know you knew them.
Yes. Those are my homies right there. We got another question. Oh, I didn't even see her with the nun.
Oh, we got a hot nun.
Hi, you know, we try. Hi, guys. Love the panel, by the way. So this is a question based off a show Malcolm was on, Timeless, which you were robbed. We needed like 3-4 more seasons, but all right.
Thank you.
So if this panel could willingly and knowingly go back to the 1800s during slavery.
Hold on. Wait, hold on.
Hear out. Hear out. Love the show.
Let's hear out.
Let's hear out before we cast her out. Because we know what your situation was, but what do you think this panel would do?
Okay, I like the ancestral trauma was answering before, before the people here.
What was the question?
What is your question? What would we do?
Go back to the.
I'm also gonna move this into a crime thing. If you were in the 1800s,
yeah.
How would you solve the crime of the runaway slave?
All right, you know what? You know, I would not knowingly and willingly go back to the 1800s.
I'm so sorry that he did that.
For nothing, all right? And I.
We got another question. Who else has a question?
What we got?
I got him. Damn, we can't answer that.
you wanted to. I'm not doing that with y'all. No.
Good afternoon, brothers.
Good afternoon.
It's also my birthday. It was my birthday this weekend as well.
Hey, happy birthday!
Thank you. I drink water. Anyways, I have a very important question, not only for you but everyone in this room, because I have to judge. It's not only to be a nerd but to be us. Do you put sugar in your grits? And if you do, why are you ruining your life?
Somebody about to get the death penalty. All right.
Does anyone want to stab this one first?
Sugar does not belong in grits.
Oh, grits thing is really tearing apart the community.
I will say this. I will do some sugar grits. If can I finish? If I don't have any toppings for, like, if I don't have any shrimp or fish to go with that grits, if I have, meat to accompany those grits, then I will make them savory grits. But if I don't have anything, then I'm going to put some sugar in them goddamn grits, okay? And you can kiss my ass if you don't like it. I'm sick of this shit. It's divisive to the black community.
Why does everybody get so mad over this?
I don't understand this.
All right.
We got one more question.
I like both.
All right. Oh, he finna be on that bullshit. He been on that bullshit the whole time.
Well, yeah, but yes, nah. Tier, this for you, brother.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. How did you feel being on Insecure as, what is it, Fat Mike?
It was Fast Mike.
They didn't say it right.
I told you.
Security.
Before you started talking, okay, I said, security. You got to be on that.
The raccoon
that
shit.
We love you, bro. There
you go. Wow. Bro. The character was named Mike. I'm just kidding. I enjoyed that a lot.
To be completely honest, I didn't know at the time when I got cast for Insecure, I didn't realize how big Issa Rae was. I had just started getting my foot into acting as far as like theatrical. Like, I didn't know enough of those people, and my online journey was a little different. I was just making my own videos and posting on YouTube. I didn't watch anybody else's stuff. So it wasn't until I had did the audition on the Fox lot, and then I was doing the callback audition with Meg, and she was like, "You don't know who Issa Rae is?" I was like, "She black?" I didn't know anything about it. But after I booked it, it was amazing, and it was great. I had a great time working on that set and very thankful for the opportunity, and it was like the foundation of my acting career is that show. So to come out the gate and get a hit show like that was amazing.
All right. Yeah. All right, that was our last question. We want to thank you guys. You've been a great audience. Thank you for the live How to Nerd podcast. Please watch out for How to Nerd the podcast. Watch out for Damn Internet You Scary. Watch out for Average Joe Season 2 coming August 19th.
August 19th.
You can catch us around the center and...
Hey, we're about to go down to the Exhibition Hall. If anybody wants pictures with Pat Tahir or Malcolm, we're going to Exhibition Hall. We're going to the Society of American Foresters booth. That's where we're going to be.